Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, an elderly man in the Kilmacrenan area has been left frightened and traumatised after a vandalism incident outside his home on Monday night. Iranian state media have updated the number killed in a twin explosion in the city of Kerman to 103. Hope remains that the Ballybofey-Stranraer bypass will get over the line. And the Ulster Unionist Party says bad decisions made by politicians over the next few weeks and months could see things in Northern Ireland crumble to a new low. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Oisin Kelly will have all the latest in sport at around 5:15. First up in news, an elderly man in the Kilmacrenan area has been left frightened and traumatised after a vandalism incident occurred outside his home on Monday night. Paving stones were pulled up at his front door. Pots and plants were thrown around outside his home and his back gate was damaged. On today's 9 till noon show, Dennis Sheridan, a neighbour of the man, said people in the area are supporting him and the physical damage to the house is minimal. However, he told Greg Hughes, the psychological impact the incident is having on the man is a lot worse.
The damage related to the house wasn't that much. We fixed it up yesterday for him. The damage really wasn't that great, but he's been left very badly traumatised by it. And this person is a pensioner and actually and not in good health at all at the minute, you know. And it has left him in a bad place, you know. He's very nervous staying there on his own at night, you know, and he's scared these people might come back again, you know. I don't think they were targeting him, you know, because the house was on the main street there going through Kilmacrenan. You know, maybe if it was young people, they don't understand the effect it can have on older people, you know, living alone. And it has had a really big effect on this person, you know, sitting in the house in the dark just to see if anybody else would come again. I think it's a time to be extra vigilant with our elderly neighbours and watch out for them.
Iranian state media has updated the number killed in twin explosions in the city of Kerman to 103. The blasts were at a memorial event for Qasem Soleimani, the top Iranian commander who was killed in a US drone strike in 2020. No one has claimed responsibility for today's attack and local officials are blaming terrorists. Iranian political analyst Mohammad Mirandi is in Tehran with more.
There were two bombs that exploded. The first one, when it exploded, people gathered to help. And then the second one exploded, thus maximizing the number of casualties. And over 100 people have been killed.
The Ulster Unionist Party says bad decisions made by politicians over the next few weeks and months could see things in Northern Ireland crumble to a new low. Stormont would return if the DUP ended its boycott of the Northern Ireland institution over concerns around Brexit trading arrangements. The DUP withdrew from the Northern Ireland executive in early 2022, with elections in May of that year unable to form a new leadership team. DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson says he's still in talks with the British government to solve those problems, but UUP leader Doug Beattie says action is needed now.
We have the ability going into 2024 to really take off if we work hard. But if the wrong decisions are made, you know, we really will watch things crumble even further to a place where that they will be irretrievable.
Hope remains that the Ballybofey-Stranraer bypass will get over the line. Members of the Lifford-Stranraer Municipal District held what has been described as a positive meeting with Transport Infrastructure Ireland in recent weeks. Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Martin Harley, says in the coming months, he, along with fellow councillors in the MD, will be working to ensure the east of the county receives an equal share of funding.
There'll be challenges for us in our area as well. We're still looking at the Ballybofey-Stranraer bypass, which has been... It's kicking about for a long time. Hopefully now that will move on. We were talking to the TAA there a few weeks ago and they seem very positive on it still. But we have to try and keep it top of the agenda because I'm sure there'll be other roads, at different national routes that we'll be pushing to try and get ahead of us on the list. But I'll be working hard on that in the coming year.
And indeed, the Stranraer MD is an area where all the councillors work together collectively. And as you mentioned, there's some vital projects that I'm sure going forward now youth will continue to work towards, and particularly the road projects. They affect the whole of the county.
Yeah, it's mostly the same six councillors were elected the last and that had been elected 5 years previous, and that probably showed that the councillors were working together on all the projects and the people felt that we were giving it our best for the local people. But we would of course, in the east of the county, we would like to see more coming in. We don't have the benefits of the Wild Atlantic Way that all the other electoral areas have the enjoyment of. So we would like to be looking at that there, projects that maybe that we can attract more people to the east of the county for tourism. I suppose there's Greenway projects happening there now from Castlefen to Lufford. We would hope to progress possibly the Donegal town to Ballybuffet Walk Greenway as well, which I think would be a massive boost to the Finn Valley.
There's calls for tech grants to help older people live more independently. Midlands Northwest MEP Colin Markey says government schemes to help older people live in their homes for longer are outdated and need to be revised. He believes funding for the Seniors Alert scheme should be amended to include assistive technology. Mr. Markey believes there are other technology that could help the elderly.
The government have brought forward $2.7 million to support the Senior Alert scheme that's in place at the moment. That's the one where you get the pendant if you have an injury or if you have a fall. But in reality, the new technologies that are out there now, so the idea of the pendant came out maybe 20 years ago. Technology has moved on so much since, the like of health monitoring technology, motion sensors, all sorts of different aids that can be used to allow people, if you like, to ensure that people can stay in their houses for longer, to maintain their independence, and I suppose to have peace of mind for their family members as well, to know if their loved one is living on their own, that if anything does go wrong, that they will know or they will find out about it.
And as you mentioned there, peace of mind for families. We do know that elderly people sometimes are targeted, particularly by burglars, so we need to do as much as we can to protect them.
You can put in place is various security alarm system. Obviously, there's the motion sensor type scenario, but more importantly, is the use of, let's say, health monitoring equipment as well that identifies if there's issues, health issues, before they actually happen. So that can help in terms of identifying, let's say, health problems before they occur, ensuring that people perhaps don't have to go to the hospital or that the medical need would be less if it was caught in time.
A Donegal councillor is advising people to challenge speeding fines they have received for allegedly speeding outside Maharabeg National School, close to Manor Honeycomb, on the N13 Letterkenny Derry Road. Councillor Paul Canning says there are issues with the local Go Safe speed van close to the school, and also says flashing lights close to the school are warning of reduced speed limits at certain times were not working on some occasions in recent weeks. Councillor Canning says that earlier than other schools, many people don't realise that.
To suit working parents, and that the Maharabeg school opens that bit earlier than the norm. So a lot of people are getting caught out with the time frame. They're coming up the road and they're saying, well, it's only 8:30 here and the school will not be open at 9:00. Maharabeg school opens earlier than that. So the actual periodic speed limit starts at 8:20, I think it is. And that's where a lot of people are getting caught. Whenever the lights are not on, that speed limit doesn't apply. And the problem we had over Christmas is those lights were not working. The speed van was there at a time that the lights weren't working. Now, I have spoken to the local guard involved in it, and I've spoken to the director of roads within Donegal County Council. There's a company, Swarco, is what that looks after. They're a Dublin-based company, and I've also emailed them to get the exact clarification as to when these lights weren't working and when they were working. Because it was over the Christmas period, the time frame anybody getting their penalty, the time frame would have ran out, so they would have had to either appeal it or pay it. So I advised them to appeal it. I have no problem with speed vans. But I'm not very happy as to the location of this particular speed van, because when a person is coming into the actual flashing lights and they are travelling at 100 kilometres per hour, for them to get down to the 60 kilometres, it takes 20 or 30 metres, depending on what's behind you. That speed van seems to be trapping them.
A public meeting is being held next week to discuss ongoing works at Port Salon Pier. Works began on the pier in July. However, there was much concern as it was understood the project needed to be completed by October 31st. That was to ensure funding from the Brexit Adjustment Fund could be drawn down. It's since been confirmed that funding will be made available to complete the works. The meeting will get underway on Tuesday at the Stores Bar Port Salon at 8 p.m. Councillor Liam Blaney says an update will be provided.
As to try and answer any question the public has, any concern they have, as to give
a more final update on it, and to assure the people that of the work, as well as what I've already said, to let them know what work already has been done since this new group, this group that started the work at the back of the pier, who are working at it, give them an update on what progress they've made so far, and hopefully people will go away with a full story at that stage instead of half stories, and look forward to the meeting on Tuesday night, and the contractors and the marine engineer will be in attendance as well at 8 o'clock at the Stores Bar in Port Salop here.
There could be a new price war on the way in the electricity market. UNO Energy, which has been only in business for a couple of months, has announced its second price cut. It's slashing the cost of its electricity supply by around €500 a year, and expected other energy firms will follow suit. Business editor Joe Lynham says it pays to shop around, and brokers will even help take the hard work out of the process.
Competition is always good for the consumer, and especially if you've got a really aggressive player aiming to be deliberately the cheapest in the market. And if the word gets out that you can get better value, then people should shop around. There are plenty of aggregators out there that will tell you to shop around, not just sit with the same provider that you might have had for the past 5, 10 or even 20 years.
Gardaí are investigating the theft of a trailer from Carrickmacrae in recent days. The yellow cane loader trailer with the registration of 03DL2234 is reported to have been stolen from a yard between 3 p.m. on Monday and 10 o'clock yesterday morning. Gardaí believe it's most likely to have been towed away by a tractor. They are appealing to anyone who observed the trailer on the roads between those hours or anyone who has dashcam footage to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny. Looking now, the time's just gone 12 minutes past 5. We're going to go to a short break, and Oisin Kelly will be back with all the latest in sport.
Whether you're adventuring, salsa dancing, or you just popped out for some milk, you're not always home. With Unpost, that's not a problem. You can set up a safe spot for us to put your deliveries when you're not in, or rearrange delivery to your local post office. And if something's not right, you can quickly return it with a collection from your door or drop at your local post office. Online shopping made easy with Unpost. Unpost for your world.
It's 5:15. Oisin Kelly has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with golf. And Ireland's Rory McIlroy says he would like the Saudi backed LIV Golf Tour to become something similar to cricket's Indian Premier League. The County Down star told the Stick to Football podcast that he has accepted LIV as part of the sport. Masters champion John Rahm signed with LIV before the end of the year for hundreds of millions of dollars. McIlroy hopes the various factions in the sport can come together, and admits he may have been too hard on some of the original players who defected for the vast sums offered by LIV.
I was probably judgmental of the guys that went at the start, and I think that was a bit of a mistake on my part, because I now realise not everyone's in my position or in Tiger's position, and you know, you get this offer, and it's, you know, what do you do? It's, you know, we all turn professional to make a living playing the sports that we do, and I think that's what I realised over the last 2 years. I can't judge people for making that decision, and so if I regret anything, it was probably being too judgmental at the start.
In Gaelic games, Mickey Hart and Jim McGuinness are back on the Gaelic football sidelines tonight. Hart manages Derry for the first time in a competitive inter-county game as they take on Cavan in the Dr. McKenna Cup. That match is at 7:30 at Breffni Park. At the same time, Jim McGuinness's second spell in charge of Donegal begins as they face Armagh, the competition in Ballybuffet. Niamh Connell's Finbar Rorty and Kevin McGettigan, St Eunan's Kieran Moore, the Ross's Oisin Caulfield and Four Masters Senan Carr will all get their first senior starts in a Donegal jersey. Sean Patton, Ryan McHugh, Michael Langan, Aaron Doherty, Kieran Thompson and Captain Patrick McBertie will all be starting tonight. Armagh are set to field an under-20 team in the competition. Now, tonight's clash will be live on Highland here as from the 7:30 throw-in, and Martin McHugh is on co-commentary duty tonight.
There was never as much excitement about a McKenna Cup game for a long time in Donegal. Especially looking forward to seeing some of the younger players that we're hearing are in the squad at the minute to see how they perform at this level. And as I said, there'll be a big crowd in Balbafay tonight. I expect Donegal to come out on top at home and everything else, and to start Jim's campaign off with a good victory. So with the older lads and the younger lads together, and I think there's a good squad of players coming together there in Donegal. So exciting times, please God, for Donegal ahead. And I said, hopefully we'll get a big crowd and big support behind the team tonight.
Well, also this evening in the Dr. McKenna Cup, the Section C action is in Castleblaney, where Monaghan take on Antrim. And after losing the All-Ireland final last July, the Kerry footballers returned to the competitive arena later. Jack O'Connor's side welcomed Tipperary to Tralee in Group A of the McGrath Cup. Tonight's World Darts Championship final will be between 16-year-old teenage sensation Luke Littler and the new world number one Luke Humphreys. The winner at Alexandra Palace will take home a cheque of £500,000, with £200,000 on offer for the runner-up. If he wins, Littler, who is making his debut in the competition, will become the youngest ever world champion in the sport. Humphreys is not surprised by the teenager's progression.
I probably believed him a lot more than everybody else because I just know how good he was. The only thing that would have, you know, sat in my mind is, in this big occasion, can you do it? And he's just showed he can. So for me, I don't think it's a massive surprise. I think he's shown this over the last year how good he is, and he just showed he's got a lot of bottle.
Finally, cross-channel football. Borussia Dortmund are hoping to bring Jadon Sancho back on loan before they go away to Spain for a training camp next week. The England midfielder has been frozen out by Manchester United boss Erik ten Hag since they publicly fell out at the end of last summer. The loan would be until the end of the season. And that's your sport for the moment here in Highland. Don't forget, we'll have Donegal against Armagh in the Dr. McKenna Cup coming up live this evening at 7:30. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Oisin. Back in news, businesses in Donegal town are being strangled by the recent introduction of a one-way system. That's according to the mayor of Donegal town. In November, there were calls for the traffic management plan to be revised as a high volume of traffic was being forced into the Diamond, leading to traffic delays in the locality. Mayor Pádraig Kennedy is calling on Donegal County Council to revise the plans. He says businesses can't continue to suffer.
What the people are saying is it's not working and it's affecting their business. Chatting to business owners and chatting to people that are coming into the town, it's just a total inconvenience, and some of them wouldn't even come into the town. No, initially we said we would give it a chance and maybe it would be a good job, but there are certain parts of the town that maybe merit a one-way system, but then there's other areas of the town that definitely don't merit a one-way system, and they're strangling the rest of the town, and it's forcing cars in on the Diamond and forcing trucks to... There's a junction up at Super Value, and if you were coming down from the businesses up in the Glebe, you would not be able to turn left there. You would have to turn right and come down and go around the Diamond and go back out. And I know in Sligo, they finished junctions about a month ago, and they're taking them out of it because the obstruction that's causing to buses and trucks and stuff. I initially said, yeah, maybe it will be a good job, but I was wrong, and I would like Donegal County Council to say, maybe we got some of this wrong, and before it goes any further, when they're going to resurface the roads, it's really strangling the town, and coming into the summer season, all the positive about Donegal and tourism and all that there, it's drawn more people to Donegal and Donegal town, and I just think, why are they going to sit in traffic trying to get into Donegal town? I don't think the wall will just go around the bypass and they're not going near the town at all.
The Central Statistics Office has released its year in numbers for 2023. Areas like employment, population and car registrations are part of the findings. Alex Rowley has been looking at some of them.
The CSO has released their year in numbers for 2023, and there's some interesting findings. Almost half of all new private cars licensed were electric, plug-in hybrid or hybrid up to October of last year. That was 45%. And interestingly, Tesla was the most popular make of car registered in June of last year. When it came to immigration, 64,000 people left Ireland in the year to April. And of those, 30,500 are Irish. Meanwhile, 29,600 Irish people returned here. So a near net zero migration of Irish citizens. More seriously, 40% of Irish adults have experienced sexual violence in their lifetime, and more than half of women, that was 52%, said they'd experienced sexual violence, compared to 28% of men in their lifetime. The average price for a house rose from January to October last year, €305,000 to €323,000. Of course, Dublin had the highest prices, and outside Dublin, Wicklow was the most expensive, with the average price there €427,500. 2.65 million people were employed in Ireland last year, 130,000 unemployed, and the average weekly earnings was €907.72, up 33% on 2013's numbers.
There's a warning that famine looms in Gaza, which has been exacerbated by restricted access to the territory. The UN agency responsible for Palestine refugees has described the situation as dire. Meanwhile, there are fears the conflict could widen into the Middle East after the assassination of top Hamas leaders in Beirut. However, Professor Scott Lucas from UCD says there's been a shift in the support for Israel as the conflict continues, even from the US.
Will the shift be one which matches up the grassroots with the highest levels? You look at large sections of American society, and what I would say is this has been the most significant questioning from the grassroots of Israel that I can remember in my lifetime.
Having a look now to the weather forecast, a mix of cloud and sunny spells with just a few showers, highs of 6 to 8 degrees and a light moderate westerly wind. Scattered showers tonight with some clear spells, lows of 2 to 5 degrees and a light moderate west to southwest wind, and sunny spells and well scattered showers again tomorrow. Some of the showers will be heavy with hail and lightning possible, and that's with highs of 5 to 8 degrees and a light to moderate westerly breeze. To conclude this evening's headlines, an elderly man in the Kilmacrenan area has been left frightened and traumatised after an incident of vandalism outside his home on Monday night. Iranian state media has updated the number killed in twin explosions in the city of Kerman to 103. Hopes remain that the Balabafestinur bypass will get over the line, and the Ulster Unionist Party says bad decisions made by politicians over the next few weeks and months could see things in Northern Ireland crumble to a new low. That's all for now from Highland Radio News, back again at 6 o'clock. In the meantime, keep up to date on our website, highlandradio.com. For myself and the news team, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 3rd of January. The death has taken place of James Brogan, Old Cottage Road, Dunfanaghy. His remains will repose at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass in Holy Cross Church, Dunfanaghy, on Friday morning at 11, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Chrysler Day Centre, care of any family member or James Harkin, funeral director. The death has occurred of Michael Carlin, 19, Garvita Road, Castle Derg. Reposing at his late home from 12 noon until 10 p.m. tomorrow. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church, Castle Derg, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place of Sally Gill, Back Hill, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Mass in St. Mary's Church, Cock Hill, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. House private, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Anne Maguire, née Lavin, formerly of Moville, Fermanagh and Roscommon. Anne's remains are reposing at the home of her daughter Caroline, which is private, please, today. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has occurred of Brendan Call, 210 Ardbeithan, St. Johnson. Brendan's remains are reposing at his late residence until 10 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 9. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnson, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Cecilia Conway, née O'Brien, Glencar Irish, Letterkenny, formerly of Listillion. Cecilia's remains will repose at Archview Lodge Nursing Home, Drummony, Letterkenny, tomorrow from 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on their YouTube channel. Interment afterwards in Killydonnell Graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Archview Lodge Nursing Home Comfort Fund,
care of any family member. The death has occurred of Seamus Doherty, Main Street, Newton Cunningham. Seamus will repose at his late residence until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Funeral from his late home on Friday morning at 20 to 12, going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on newtonkillayparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the rehab unit, St Connell's Hospital, Letterkenny, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Hugh Doherty, 45 Clonus Road, New Bliss, County Monaghan, formerly of Derris Clay, Carrigart, Donegal. Hugh's remains are reposing at his brother Peter's residence at Masrea, Kilmacrenan, until 11 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Columbus Church, Termon, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of John Nealis, Meeting House Street, Rafoe. John will repose at his late residence until 10 o'clock tonight, with rosary at 9. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:45, going to St Union's Church, Rafoe, for 2 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The funeral Mass can be viewed online via the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. And the death has taken place of Kathleen Barr, née Hegarty, Ballybrack, Moville. Kathleen's remains are reposing at her home. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Kathleen's funeral Mass will take place on Friday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.